Councilor Baribar, if you feel that these people are all of political operators, ari lang abuhay ko si imo a question. Nga ah, operator nyo ni sila sang unaw. Nga agari akagid, kilala mo ni sila. Kung kilala mo ni sila, imo ni sila operator, operator ni sila sang mayor mo. Oh, why na malalainig ka muna makuha kami taga Bacolod? Wake up, Bacolod City. Ang province gusto magbulig sa inyo, but it seems that your officials hindi gusto nabuligan namon ang Bacolod City.
Stocking water is a must. Tanke is here. Locally produced. International quality. Tanke.
Dow imported. Nature's Perfect Lunchbox. For perfect eggs, fresh and clean, guaranteed all the time. For orders, text or call 0907-838-7958.
Board Member Andrew Montilibano is here with us today. Board, thank you for dropping by. Welcome to the NX.
May ngapon, Julius. Mayo kayo daw, nag-init-init ng chimpo.
Yes. And we were expecting may bagyo kung tani.
Well, though, may nagkagapon yesterday, may nag-aagay, mangibata. It was not that much. Good enough. Thank God, no? Pasalamatan tang Ginoong, nag-experian man ta. Although, we experienced a lot of rain and a little wind, but, I mean, on casualty side, though, pasalamatan talang away may na.
But it seems nagsugod na ang bagyo man sa mga issues subong, no?
Kaya damo na.
Damo na.
Damo na.
Although, if you come to think of it, ang unique sa Bacolod kag Negros Occidental, kung kapiyar ka, wala, except sa tong una nga tiyempo, wala diya history isang patsanay kandidato.
Ah, wala. I would like to commend Bacolod on that, no nga. Sa iba na lugar, do ka init kita to the point na may kapatsanay, but since ang una, wala mong kukabati diriya sa aton sa Bacolod. And I hope it still stays that way.
Ang ginapatay lang diya, kwan, dignidad kag reputasyon.
Daw, sakto na. No?
Daw,
dignidad kag reputasyon, among kakapatay.
But anyway, yesterday, si Councilor Archie Baribar was here.
Okay.
Of course, Councilor Archie, you know very well. Kaya nagligad ka mong naghangkatanay for a drug test, no, which never happened actually. Pero one of those things, one of the many things nga ginhambal niya is the fact nga gin-challenge niya si Governor Bong Lacson to issue a statement nga nag-hire ang probinsya sang 20 plus.
20, I think 20. Yeah.
20 or 23 or something. Yeah? Ka mga tao who he claimed are political operators sang Putian.
Okay.
He did not mention Team Asenso or Albi, but Putian.
Well,
ay mo reaction sini?
Well, Julius, no, those were called job orders. Sa para naman sa kay Councilor Baribar, I don't know why he will make an issue, no? Those job orders that we hired from Bacolod. But before I start, Julius, no, let us go back that the provincial capital of Negros Occidental is in the heart of the city of Bacolod City. Hindi ba? Pila ayhan kagatos na taga Bacolod ang nag-aubra sa province of Negros Occidental. Let us admit that. There's about 600, 700 siguro katao na taga Bacolod. So, our question is, hindi bala kami pwede kakwa taga Bacolod? Kinalanon pa kami, you know, those 20 or 20 plus JOs naging kuwa na ginalupok gid sa buti ni Archie Baribar. Nahambalya ko nun, those are political operators. You can visit those job orders sa Panaad because harada nga mun nga disaster sa Panaad under kay Shepard, kay Ilian. Naka-time in, time out na da sila. You can go there. Gingkwa na siya namon ang pila kabilog para mag-contact tracing. No? Because of the rising of cases of COVID-19, not only in Negros Occidental, but in Bacolod City. Why, Julius? Sa bagay, makabulig na niya sa ngamon plano, makabulig niya sa Bacolod City. Because the province of Negros Occidental under Governor Bong and Vice Gov Jeffrey Ferrer we are ginabato niya namon na Bacolod City as kautura namon. If Bacolod City fails, we will fail. If Negros fails, Bacolod will fail. Because we are one. Lapitay tatanan. So iningin kuha namon mga taga Bacolod, himuon nila namon as contact tracers. For example, may taga Talisay or taga Bago, taga Murcia, you have to understand that those places are all near Bacolod City. And a lot of people from Talisay, Silay, Murcia, Bago works in Bacolod City, right? Karon, for example, may isa ka taga Talisay na nag-aobra sa call center sa Bacolod. What if na inang taga Talisay nag-positive siya? What will the province of Negros Occidental do in order to help? We would like to come in to help on the contact tracing kung sino ang na-infect kag naupod sang amon kasi manwa na taga Talisay. Sinong iya close contact? May close contact bala siya ng taga Bacolod City? Kung may ara siya close contact na taga Bacolod City, ini ng mga tao will be the one to identify and to help because they know the terrain of Bacolod City. So my question is to Councilor Baribar, is it bad for the people or for the province of Negros Occidental na magbulig kami sang amon helpingan sa Bacolod City in order to combat the COVID-19 disease? Ginaklaim niya, political operators ni Kuno. Now I tell you, Councilor Baribar, if you feel that these people are all of political operators, ari lang abuhay ko si imo question. Nga ah, operator nyo ni sila sang unaw. Nga agari akagid. Kilala mo ni sila? Kung kilala mo ni sila, imo ni sila operator? Operator ni sila sang mayor mo? Oh. Why na malalain ka muna makuha kami taga Bacolod? Wake up, Bacolod City. Ang province gusto magbulig sa inyo, but it seems that your officials hindi gusto nabuligan namon ang Bacolod City. We care for Bacolod City. Di, Julius, anong malain sini? Anong malain sina na pagwaon yung gid? Okay, siguro let's talk about job orders. I throw back the challenge to Councilor Baribar. I will give you all the lists of the job orders of the province of Negros Occidental. Open books ta. And I can tell you, diin sila gina-assign. I can tell you, wala sang ghost employee sa Negros Occidental. In fact, ang amon mga job orders, sa kabuot sang amon gobernador, sa amon vice governor, kami ng mga board members, we are being allowed ganina magbulig mga tao ng imuon job orders. Mangita kami sa amon mga lugar job order para paobrahon sa province of Negros Occidental. Because that is livelihood. But let me tell this. I am challenging Councilor Baribar to present the books of Bacolod City sa job order. And I will also present the books of the job order of the province of Negros Occidental. And let us see kung sino ang sakto nga libro sa job order.
What do you mean? Ano ang dapat ninyo i-scrutinize sa lista?
Ang nami i-scrutinize sa lista, Julius, is kung may tawo kita na ginasulduhan, nga ara sa aton payroll, ara sa aton job order, ara sa lista, we should know din sila gina-assign. Dapat ara sila sa ila assignment para mabalanta nga effective sila nga job orders. Mabalanta kung may ghost employee bala kita o wala.
So, i-determine.
Yeah, let's determine. If Negros Occidental has 3,000 job orders, I will tell you kung diin ang 3,000 ka job orders sa Negros Occidental. Now, tell me, how many job orders does Bacolod City have? And tell me, diin na sila tanan. Simple. I'm ready to bring you the books. Basi mamangkot sila, nga ako ang gatubang disubong? Simple. I am part of the Human Resource Committee.
Ah, okay.
Of the province of Negros Occidental.
Did you come here with the authorization of the governor?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So this is the official reply of
this Capitol. Is the official reply of the province of Negros Occidental.
Uh-huh. But how do you make of it nga gina-question ang inyong hiring procedures?
Well, no, sa tuntood lang, Julius, no. Why man kami gina-question sa hiring nila? Never did the province of Negros Occidental question the hiring of Bacolod City. But, come on, politika na gid lang niya, subong. This is all about politics. Can we make it clean? We want to. If Albie Benitez decided to run for Bacolod, it is one for one simple thing. Albie wants change. That's it. We want change. So, malain balay na. I challenge Grupo Progreso under Councilor Baribar. Kampanya lang ta. Let's campaign properly. Let the people decide. No need for dirty tactics. Sa bagay, you have the edge. Tagabakulod ka mo pag gusto ka mo GO nyo. But the question is, will you take my challenge to present the complete list of your GO? As I, on the provincial side, we are willing to lay down our books to show the people na kung gin-hire na mo na GO, tuod-tuod gid na siya nga GO.
You've tasted empanaditas and buns, but have you ever tasted papas con chorizo, curried chicken, pulled pork, double cheese, and tuna basil? Only Chinky's Kitchen offers these flavors. Catch a bite now of Chinky's Kitchen empanaditas and buns at Kmart, Monsterific at Singka, and Talisay City, San Carlos, Silay City, Lopez East Center, and Lopez San Sebastian. Chinky's Kitchen empanaditas and buns, a pocketful of goodness.
Have you seen the list again pagwa sa Facebook?
Yeah, yes.
Was that a validated list?
Yes, it was a signed list.
It was
genuine
to ang name.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But the question is, how come the issue nga kuno operator di sila tanan? So muna ang bal ko gani, I will repeat. Do you know these people that the province hired? That you claim to be operators? Oh, can you give me the proof that these people are operators? As far as the province is concerned, these people will work properly. These people will be used by the province for contact tracing within the boundaries of Bacolod City and Negros Occidental.
And it seems to me, aside from the issue sang gin-hiring a job order casuals, may ara pa gid isa. Si Councilor Archie is now questioning the means of livelihood of, apparently, Kong Albie.
Okay.
Because it's gambling.
Well, Julius, no, if Councilor Baribar questioned kundi nga kwa si Congressman Albie sing livelihood, they all blame it to gambling. But there's two types of gambling, Julius. Illegal gambling and legal gambling. Is it hard to understand when we say legal gambling? You are being licensed by PAGCOR.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your taxes, and you pay all the exact amounts that the government requires you to. And that is what Albie Benitez does. Ang iya negosyo na ginatawag nyo gambling are all legal. Mamangkot kami, or ako, nagwa ang online sabong na issue. Di, nagatagman permit ang Bacolod. So that is legal. That is under PAGCOR.
So this online sabong, yung gina-question subong, of which they say si Kong Albi is one of the owners, this actually had a permit from the city.
What they are pointing at is the one in Talisay.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So that has a permit in Talisay. Just like, for example, the online sabong that you will see in Mansilingan, ara sa RGG Guanzon, na Coliseum, that has also been permitted by Bacolod City. Ang tanan diri na mga ilimnan na may online sabong, ari di ganilapit lang, ari di sa may Villamonte, those are all permitted. May permits na. So is that considered illegal? Bacolod City man na ang naghatag sa permit. So therefore, with the permit, it becomes legal. Correct? So why question? And, you know, we just have to admit, in life, some of us are more blessed, maybe financially. Hindi ba? Some of us are more blessed in some other ways also. I may not be financially blessed, but I may be blessed. Lain naman ni pamaagi. Basi, para si Imo Julius, hindi ka man niya be damo parta, pero you are blessed. Basi, guwapo ka man niya, hindi ba? Oh!
Ang dotanan niya nga blessing doon, ara sa Imo?
Hindi man. Hindi ba ba't ka mo na niya mo?
Ah.
In life, it's all fair. Hindi ba, partner? There is something I have that you will never have. And there is something you have that I will also never have. Like, let's talk about Albi. May ara man ko guro, isa kabuta nga, si Albi, wala masina muna siya. May ara man si Albi, isang wala man ko. But that's part of it. So why do we keep on putting the person down? Let the people of Bacolod decide. Ano lang bago kainit na ginsang eleksyon sa Bacolod, no? So, for me, just wanna clear it up. I am challenging Councilor Baribar. Please, let us prove to the people of Bacolod City that your accusations are true. And I will prove that your accusation against the governor of the province of Negros Occidental is false. But with my challenge, I am not accusing you, but I am challenging you. Prove to me that the existing job orders of Bacolod City are all legal. Show me the documents and I show you our documents sa province of Negros Occidental.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, pinuriakot na sa buong issue. It's beginning to thicken kung sa rinaga pa ni nag-amat-amat na ispiso ang mga
gabukal
issues.
Gabukal na.
But what do you think of this? You mentioned kay Inang, there should be a high level of campaign and it should stick to issues. Anong issues nga gina-refer ni Mudre?
Well, no, let us see. You know, the simple issues, Julius, eh. Let the people decide. Hindi ba? Maski ikaw, Yus, you will be, I don't know who you will be with, but I'm sure you will decide on the day of election kung sino mo. Let my suon, Mayor Bing, let him put what his projects will be. Anong pag gusto mo for Bacolod City? Albi will also put kung ano man yung iyaya, vision, ano man yung iyahandom para sa Bacolod City, if he wants change. And let the people decide. Simple as that. wala man ta kabati kay Albinga, ginaisyuhan niya ang government center. But why is it that every time si Albi mag-iyo, nga ginaisyuhan? Let the guy do what he wants. Let the guy tell everybody kung ano ang iyahandom sa Bacolod City. Because evil can never destroy good. Inayang nambal ko na naiangandahan siya. No matter how you put down the person, if that person is doing what is right, not for himself, but for the people of Bacolod City, mabudlay ta na punggan. So let's just campaign. So muna ang balko, let's go back. Let's talk about job orders. There has been a lot of speculations for how many years regarding the job orders of Bacolod City. So please explain. I think it's time, Baloka Julius, issues will always be issues. But issues with evidence will always be different. So, muna yung amon, subong. This is the change that we want. You put an issue, we will answer with evidence. Kaya pwede man lang kabinutig. Pwede man sila kabinutig. But with the evidence, we can never lie. Mm-hmm. Hindi bala? So, kuya muna yung akon. We will prove to you that the 20 Bacolod nuns naging kwa namon, they are properly hired, they will properly work in the morning, out in the afternoon, kag tanana, nakatamb mark na tanan. Mm-hmm. Agi na tanan sa biometrics namon. Kung pangitaon nyo, they are stationed at the Panaad Stadium.
Mm-hmm. At ang 20?
Ang 20. So please, to the 20 families that was hired by the province of Negros Occidental to help. Wow, naluoy ko sa inyo. Ging question pa kamo sang inyo pareho na tabmanabakulod nun, nga agin paubura ka muna mun. So does it mean Bacolod City people doesn't have the right to work sa province? No. Ang sabat sa probinsya, mabulig kami gapon sa Bacolod City. Hindi namon ini pabayaan kay kauturan mangyapon namon ang ari sa Bacolod City. Imagine Julius, anong gusto ta? Makuha pa kami sa San Carlos? Makuha pa kami sa Hinubaan? Makuha pa kami sa Sipalay? Para himuon na namon di contact tracer.
Mm-hmm.
Paplitiyon pala namon? Kung hindi taga diring kuha namon, how can they even know the place? That's why nagkuha kami taga Bacolod. Amunayamon, that is our reason.
Mm-hmm.
But right. At the end of the day, Julius, once again, please, ang job order, I challenge Councilor Barivar. Let us see who's lying, you or me, regarding the job orders of Bacolod City and Negros Occidental.
Mm-hmm.
That's all para sa akin.
Board Member Andrew Montilibano, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.